You're that you start first, eh?
No, I thought you were starting first.
Okay, all right then. Hello, good morning.
So where are you now?
Just around the corner.
Are you?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, do you know what? It would have been touch and go, but I'd have got there if it wasn't for them pesky traffic lights.
So what time did you wake up then?
About 7 minutes ago.
And you were in the pub last night, were you?
No, I wasn't. I genuinely wasn't either. It always happens when I have a night and doing nothing. But what, you know, what can I tell you? It's just, I think I need the drink. Thank you, mate. So, I don't, really, I don't know, but I'm outside now, so...
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, if this works well with the power of modern technology, actually, you should be able to kind of walk straight in from being an outside broadcast to a live broadcast.
Well, I can't unless you want anything.
No, I'm all right, actually. Why? What, are you going to get milk?
I'm going to get milk.
I think we've got. No, I think we've got milk. I think we're okay.
Hi. How are you? This is weird. I'm stood in reception of the radio station, and for once, I don't need my pass because they know it's me.
So straight,
I'm on.
Straight down through the double door, straight in the studio.
Yeah, are you sure you don't want anything?
No, honestly, I'm all right, actually.
Okay, right.
I'm okay, I've got me water, I've got me bananas.
Okay.
Joss has got milk for teas.
So it's feeding back as I'm walking over the speaker.
Let's not put this in for a Sony Radio Award, eh?
Why?
It sounds dreadful.
You hear some of the crap that wins? Hey, they fixed the vending machine! Do you know the vending machine is broken?
Yeah, the glass is broken on it, they put more glass on it.
Yeah. I bet it only took a month. Okay, so where do you think I am now?
I think you're just about to walk through this door now.
Hello!
Brilliant.
So anyway, as I was saying, yeah, every red traffic light on the way in, every single red one. Oh, how bad are my eyes looking?
Puffy.
Yeah, do they? Anyway, I'm here now.
Brilliant.
Although I do enjoy that opening link of the phone thing.
Do you?
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
You should try it.
I might try it tomorrow, actually.
So why don't you try it after the news?
What, me go out?
Yeah.
No, I was thinking tomorrow maybe I'll lie until 6:30.
You can do if you want.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Sleeping is worse, really. Not lying. Lying is what you do when you don't have to go to work. Sleeping is when you don't plan it. Have you noticed Dave's got there's looks a bit peed off?
Hey?
Dave actually looks peed off.
That's because we have to get out of bed and you can't get out of bed.
I know, but see, I'm all right with you today because you slept in as well, so
no,
I'm all right.
I didn't sleep in, actually.
Okay. All right. All right, defensive. Don't have a pop.
You're late.
I am late, but I'm also not Sarah Cox, so who's bloody moaning now? 1 million listeners last year. I'm 30 seconds late to be in the studio. What do you want to do about it? I know what I do. Give the DJ a pay rise, but that's biased view. I'm here, stop bloody moaning. Right. It's not Scott Mills and JK and Joe, it's me. We're on. Go! Sunset Tremors and Falling Stars at Radio 1. Good morning. Sleeping bloody stars. Seeing stars. I just couldn't sleep last night. I was just so worried about Saskia and her cider. Big Brother reference.
I didn't see it. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I know, but if you did see it... I'm so worried about which one's going to go in the house and which two are going to go in the house, which one, even though I already know. I accidentally watched a bit of E4 last night, so that game I gave it away.
They've got strange names, the two people, haven't they?
Orla's one of them, isn't it?
Orla's not a strange
name. Oh, is it pronounced Orla? All right, it looks strange written
down. Yeah, it looks like Orlage.
And who's the other one?
Oh, Maxwell.
No.
Kinger.
Yeah.
Is that the one with the big boobies?
Yeah. What you've got is you've got the minger, kinger, I hate that word minger, but you've got the big fat slapper one with the big boobs. Then you've got the geeky fella, who's really weird.
Eugene.
Yeah, and then you've got the Irish girl, who's a model, but ironically, the more normal out of the three of them.
It's weird. So only two have gone in.
Yeah, do you want me to tell you which two?
No.
Don't want to give away the surprise for the show that you won't see tonight. Don't worry, the surprise. I can't wait for that surreal link at 7:07 tomorrow morning. Well, who'd have thought it was Kinger? Well, maybe not. Right, Stereo Fun is played in a second. Let's get news and sport with Dominic and Juliet. It's 2 minutes past seven.
It's now 5 minutes past seven.
Morning, all. What was that all about yesterday, then?
Oh, those messages.
Yeah.
Can't really remember them.
No.
To be honest.
Anyone else getting loads of phone calls from Juliet yesterday?
Yeah.
I had one.
Yeah, I had one.
Four. I thought I only called you twice.
No.
Jules.
I got them if you want to hear them.
Really? I don't want
to. Last one I heard was you were going to a karaoke bar.
Ah. Jules rang me as she was halfway through Brown Eyed Girl.
Really?
Sorry. Jules was singing the Van Morrison classic Brown Eyed Girl, at which point she rang me.
That's got to be... I've never had a phone call from somebody whilst halfway through a karaoke song.
I got a phone call two songs before Brown Eyed Girl, I think, yeah.
Well, I was obviously the lead-up to your phone calls, then. Mm. I was obviously, like, the kind of slowly getting drunk.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm being polite. The first couple of hours of being drunk, that was my phone calls. However, alarmingly, the fella you were with sounded absolutely remarkably sober all the way through.
He wasn't.
Right, okay.
He was in the karaoke bar with me.
Are you sure?
You know him.
No, I know him. And if I didn't know him, I do now, because there's loads of him on my answer phone. Loads.
He loves loads. You.
Right, that's great. I felt I was out with you yesterday at one point. The message was that random and that long.
It's a great start to the week, isn't it, Jules?
Yeah.
Monday night.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Did you speak to Jules and just leave your message?
I tried to, but the reception was going like that.
Did you speak to her and just leave your message?
No, I spoke to Jules briefly, but I was just about to serve up my tea, so it wasn't a long conversation.
Rach, did you talk to her?
Yes.
Right. So I'm the only one with message. Oh, now look, Juliet's now looking at Rachel going, really? Did we speak?
When did I speak to you?
Just when you were at the karaoke bar about to sing another song, I can't remember what it was, but the reception was really bad, so I said to tell me all about it this morning.
Well, what we'll do, we'll have a montage of all the messages you left for me later on.
No!
Yeah!
No, don't have to do that.
Telling me how much you love me, and it's so great to be back working on the show again. Anyway, I'm going to have another drink. It's made you seem sober, Dom.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Was it an early bird tea time special in the karaoke bar? Because it wasn't late, actually, when I spoke to you.
Was it not?
No,
I had my own private booth.
Oh, did you?
Booze or booth?
Both.
All right.
You get your own private booze and your own private booth. Anyway, there you go. Sounds like you had a good time, anyway. In the morning.
Chris. In the morning. Dave. In the morning. Rachel. In the morning. Alec. In the morning. Dom. In the morning.
Juliet.
In the morning. It's the Chris Moyle Show. In the morning.
Oh, yes, it is. Right, it's 9 minutes past seven. Here we go.
Scissor Sisters, and we met Gwen Stefani. We met that Daniel Bedingfield, who's absolutely balmy. Dom's met many actor types, including Dustin Hoffman. But sadly, not much really rhymes with actor Dustin Hoffman. The Chris Moyle Show.
Gwen Stefani to start.
National Radio.
Come on. Stereophonics at Radio 1 and Superman, which is going around in my head yesterday for some reason.
Was it?
Yeah. It's really weird, because when, you know this, when you're in the studio and you play songs, you can play it 10 times, and then you can be in a car and hear it and go, it just sounds completely different, or you listen to it at home or whatever.
Because it washes over you a little bit in the studio, because it's just what we do.
Start that.
That didn't wash over us, because it just stopped.
The cuff of my shirt managed to stop it. Didn't Scott Mills have that problem when he first started?
Yeah. He used to knock the faders with his cuffs.
This is Stereophonics on Radio 1. Oh, rubbish. Right, so the reason that Juliet is here is because Carrie's off for the week.
Mm-hmm.
Juliet was our original sport lady, and so we asked her back. She was the first, and then she left us.
Scott's pastures and you.
To go off to Five Live. And hang out with all our favourite footballers. And so Carrie came in. Now Carrie's away, so we got Jules back for the week.
See, like an old friend returning to the fold.
Exactly. So Big Brother last night, I take it I'm the only one who saw it.
Yeah, a bit late for me.
Did you see it as well?
I actually saw it.
Did you see the big row?
At the end, yeah. I was kind of just doing a bit of washing up, so I only caught a bit of it. Explain what happened.
You're washing up at 11 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's happened is three potential new housemates are in a room next door in the house.
Okay.
What they call the secret garden, wearing nothing but their underwear with fig leaves on.
Have we been to this room or seen where this room is?
Well, us?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
We didn't know. Even though we went in the house, we didn't know this room. There's
existed.
Several bits we didn't know existed.
Right, okay.
It's the other side of the diary room. So you go into the diary room.
Yeah.
And then instead of going out the door, you walked in. You go to the other door and over there it is. And so they're in there with no food, no clothes. And Makusi has been chosen or kind of ended up nominating herself without knowing to be the one that's going to help them. Right?
Yeah.
Now, she's up for eviction now. Unless she helps these people get food and she's got to sneak them into the house, let them have a shower, steal clothes for them and food.
While no one else sees
While the other housemates are asleep.
But that must be almost impossible. Oh, okay.
So, like, 5:30 in the morning, she goes out, wakes them up, go, quick, you can go and have a shower, here's some food and a T-shirt.
And then they go back to their secret garden room. And there's three. There's Kinga, Orla, and the nerdy guy, Eugene.
That's right, yeah. So you've figured it up already. So Makosi's got to give them drink and food and clothes and all this. So all the luxury items that they're allowed to have, the other housemates are allowed to have, for example, lots of cider.
Yeah.
Makosi goes into the diary room to get the cider, and instead of taking it out to the real housemates, takes it into the other room and gives it to the other three.
So the idea is that they're hoping, evil Big Brother, that the other people are going to start noticing that stuff's going missing.
Oh, they're
going
to notice because they all know she specifically went in to get alcohol, came out an hour and 40 minutes later with none, pretending to be drunk.
I love that bit. It was so funny.
And therefore, it all kicks off. But it's really bizarre because it's one of those situations where, bizarrely or not, I don't particularly like confrontation. So I'm sitting watching it going, she's setting herself up, so someone's gonna lose it with her.
Hmm.
And end up saying things, and she's got to lie about what she's done and why. So I don't really understand it.
I think she's doing really well.
I can't stand her.
No, because I've only seen bits, but every time I see it, she seems to be being very well, very good at playing the game. I think she might win it.
No, not a chance. I bet you money now. Not a chance.
I don't know.
I'll give you good odds. It's not going to happen.
Has she got mates in the house, or is she a bit of a loner?
She has got mates in the house, but then all her mates are all... Her little group is starting to kind of crumble a little bit. Kamal, who I really like now. I didn't at first, now I do. Those two have got a very weird friendship. Well, they tell each other how much they really, really love each other all the time, which I find disturbing. I really, really love you, Kamal. No, you don't.
You're strange.
You don't know anything about them. I can understand you may feel a very strong bond, but it's all superficial and fake. Anyway, it just all seems a little bit, I don't know. I think it's going to end in tears. I really do.
When does it end?
Well, she has to choose now two of the three housemates that will go in. They're the new ones to go in, and she has done already. But you'll see that tonight at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
But that was because the show's obviously, every time we watch it at night time, it's the day before.
Yeah.
So I put E4 on last night accidentally and see one of the new ones in there, so I now know who's in there.
And we're hoping that Orla goes in, yeah? Because she's good looking.
She's fit, yeah.
Yeah. I know that sounds very superficial, but I think it's important to have something to look at in the house.
Well, yeah. Right, I know you have. Well, they had a shower last night.
Yeah.
And you've got Kinga with the huge boobs that go down to her knees.
Right. And floor sweepers.
And you've got the other guy, the geeky guy. And then you've got Orla, the fit Irish model, Northern Irish model. And they've all got to go and have a shower. So who's the winner gets the kits off first? For once, it was the fit one. Towel off, whoop, jobs are good, and need a shower. Haven't had a shower for a couple of days, and need a shower. Which was interesting. Especially if you're watching on Sky Plus, on your own. What? No, only because you can forward through the ads. That's what I meant.
You don't waste your time.
Yeah, exactly.
That came out wrong as well. You know what I mean, though.
I can't put it this way. I couldn't wait to see the next bit.
You two are wrong.
Yeah, I know. So it's quite exciting at the moment. But at the same time, they're starting rounds, which I just, well...
But wasn't it this time last year when they started having that huge row? Remember that massive row that happened in the last one?
There's one every season.
But I was just wondering whether it's around this time that they've been in the house for quite a long time that they start just really niggling at each other.
It's just... I love Big Brother. I think it's great. And I'm, do you know the people out there who hate it just go, oh, it's just rubbish. I don't care. I love it. It's great entertainment. And it's there every night. Whenever you want it, just dip in, and there it is.
Do you watch it live then?
No. Yeah, do you know what? No, I used to do that, but now I can't be bothered.
Because that must be really dull. I mean, I've seen little bits of the live stuff, but because it's not edited down, it's just really boring.
I feel that's just a bit, to have it on in the background.
Sad. That's what Alad does, isn't it? I find it a bit observational, a bit sort of, just weird.
Anyway, the geeky guy, I like him. He's just, if that was any, I mean, he's there going, well, I suppose I should be grateful. Yeah, damn right. Yeah, I'm in a shower next to some fit Irish girl, Northern Irish girl, sorry, Northern Ireland, don't get involved. And the girl with the big boobs.
I've not seen him. I imagine him to look a bit like Mr. Muscle.
He's got, right, yeah, Mr. Muscle, but with, right, when he stands from with his back to you, really, really red neck with lion there. Mm. You know where he's wearing a T-shirt? Mm-hmm. And the whitest body you have ever seen in your life. And he's just a real... God love it. But he's already said that he's a bit of a geek, so... But it never works. The only sad thing is, that as you, if you're a diehard fan, you know that all the new people never work. They end up going, because you can't walk into a party, you know, three-quarter way through the night and...
So who's going to be who's going to be the one out of those three that doesn't get in? Bearing in mind, we've already said that...
Well, I know who is.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're already in.
Ah.
We just haven't seen it on the big Channel 4 show. Tell it if you want. You know what I mean?
Well, he might have said it for other people. I mean, I don't really care, because I won't watch it anyway, but...
Fine, then I won't say anything.
I don't want to mess it up for the diehards, you see.
Right, okay. But the diehards already know. Okay. They'll have watched E4 last night. Speaking of which, Alan was on Big Brother's Little Mouth last night. Woo! Wow!
What, with Russell Brand?
Yeah!
Hairy dude.
Did you see it?
No.
Yeah, he didn't miss much, to be honest. I managed to tape a little bit of Glastonbury when I got back on Sunday. And because I'm trying to save my... this is so geeky, but I put money on it. I'm not the only one. Because I'm trying to free up space on my Sky Plus to record Live 8. By the weekend.
Mm.
I've taken a bit of Glastonbury and dumped it off onto DVD, which I don't think's illegal, but I'll give some money to the homeless or something if it is. So I managed to see lots of Glastonbury that I missed because when I got in, hit record. So Basement Jacks were amazing.
Were they?
Amazing. Glastonbury. Amazing. And guess who also really impressed me? Ian Brown. So I was watching that yesterday afternoon when I got in. Ian Brown was great.
Missed him, unfortunately.
You know, well, do you know what? I didn't even see any of the other stage at all. Was Ian Brown on the other stage or the Pyramid stage?
The other stage, yeah.
I didn't even see any of it. But it was great, all the stuff that we missed, because well, obviously we went back Sunday night, so Ian Brown and Basement Jacks got to see.
Fantastic.
Through the wonders of television. Don't know why I said that in a kind of poor man's Johnny Vegas voice, but... Through the wonders of television. It's really rubbish, isn't it? Hello. Doesn't matter. Missed that show on Friday night as well.
What, Fat Man, Johnny Vegas, whatever it's called. What's it called?
18 Stone Video.
That's it.
Yeah, I managed to miss it on Friday, so that was well planned. Right, Armin van Helden coming up next. Let's go to the news from Dominic. It's just gone 7:33.
James Brown has been confirmed as the closing act at next week's Live 8 gig in Edinburgh. It's happening at the city's Murrayfield Stadium. It's to coincide with a big anti-poverty march there. The organisers have been criticised for not having enough black singers on the bill, but the Godfather of Soul doesn't have any issues with that.
It was like a song I put out some years ago. Ow! I feel good. And that's what I felt. I felt good that somebody thought enough to use James Brown's song. Now Papa's got a brand new bag.
You know, for one of the first times in a long time, I actually understood almost every word he just said then.
Mm. Would you like to hear it again, though?
Well, yeah, but do you know what? I'm quite surprised I managed to get all of it. I told you I went to see him in concert the other year.
Yeah.
He did a special thing for BBC 4, which was amazing. But between every song, he'd go, now I'm done with the kitchen. Well, now I'm man's world. And you go, oh, yeah, okay. Let's hear it again.
It was like a song I put out some years ago. Ow! I feel good. And that's what I felt. I felt good that somebody thought enough to use James Brown's song. Now Papa's got a brand newer bag.
You see what he's done
there? He's got a new bag.
It's very clever. No, no, that's one of his songs. Right. He's adapting the titles of his songs. Mm. To the conversations.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it?
Mm, yeah, like living in America. Hyde Park.
Central Glasgow Tuesday's back again. This time the traffic lights have packed up on Wellington Street. That's at the Argyle Street Junction. There will be a few delays, but if you use a different road, you may not be delayed at all. 7:37.
I feel that your one road travel at the moment is like anti-travel news.
What do you mean?
Well, yesterday was there was a problem with the road because a wall's fallen down.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
Today is there's a problem on this road, so there'll probably be delays. Unless you use another road, there may not be delays.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, if you know the area around Argyle Street Junction in central Glasgow, that's on Wellington Street area, then you'll know that if you take another road that isn't delayed, you won't have delays. Yeah.
There's no need to explain it. Yeah. I mean, it does make sense.
Hmm. It relies upon local knowledge, though, doesn't it?
It does, Dave. But then if you're not in that area, then you're not going to be affected by that piece of travel information anyway.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Again, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know.
Yeah, it's all based on fact.
You seem to have gone a bit anti one road travel since you heard the news about payment.
Oh, I forgot about that.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to talk about that, are we?
I don't know. I think we should, though.
Do you?
I think it's fascinating.
It must be classified BBC information, surely.
I would have thought so.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say so.
Do you not think?
No.
I would have said so.
Would you? Why? Yeah,
I don't know.
It's all to do with internal budgets.
Yeah.
What, the fact that they charge us for our travel news? Well, we had a meeting the other day about your travel news. Here's the weirdest thing, right?
This is all news to me, by the way.
Bless you.
We were trying to work out. Basically, looks like we get charged for your travel news.
Mm-hmm.
That information you just read out cost us money. So we were trying to work out how to do travel news by finding out the information ourselves for free.
Well, just run around.
No,
also, we were asked to gauge the importance of your travel news and whether actually it was worth paying for.
But don't worry, we managed to absolutely keep it. But
brilliant.
My great argument, it's got a jingle.
Yeah, exactly. It's got a jingle and it's, you know, key.
That's how much of a benchmark it is in the show. It has its own jingle.
Did you really have to do that?
One of the best suggestions was somebody rings us at 5 to 7, tells us what the road is like where they live.
Yeah.
That's the featured road for the day.
That'll do.
And it's free. We don't have to pay for it.
Or we just nick all the information off Radio 2 or something.
Yeah.
Let them pay for it.
That was also suggested too.
One BBC.
Yeah.
Just one BBC paying for it when everyone uses it.
Exactly, yeah. I like that, though. What's wrong with that? So anyway, there you go.
But I like the idea of someone phoning in saying, you know, I live on Acacia Avenue and it's a bit, you know, congested.
Well, doesn't Terry Wogan have sort of truckers ringing and stuff like that and giving their personal viewpoint?
Does he do that?
Yeah, does he not?
I don't. I'm going to be honest. I wasn't aware that Wogan did a truckers feature.
I thought the Radio 2 tended to rely upon, you know, haulage people to give their own personal travel reports.
Terry's truckers.
I might be wrong. Jules is nodding at me.
It's true.
Is it true?
Thank you very much.
Wogan doesn't have a truckers feature.
Not so much Wogan, but Radio 2 get truckers and people.
Hold home. 20 to 8. Don't you, Brian the trucker. I know Leyland Daff in the back. Washing machines.
But they say, you know, whatever. Marvelous. Rubber duck has rung in from the
M62.
Say that there's a heavy congestion northbound.
He really, really doesn't.
Hello, Radio 2, Rubber Duck. pen for a copy.
We're live across the UK to Portugal and Spain. The signal goes around the world and then goes round again. To Ireland, France, Australia, and even to the States. So every morning all of us are international mates.
Isn't it great to have us back on the air again? It really is, isn't it?
The Chris Moyle Show.
Armin van Helden, then Just Stone coming up.
National Radio.
7:47. Made a bit of a blunder.
Why?
Well, David Bloody Blub is in early. David Baddiel and Frank Skinner are on the show today. And so David's in early, yeah. Right? Which I don't think was our fault. I think we were right. Anyway, so he's in early.
Is that a transport issue?
So I just took him to our kind of snug room area.
Yeah.
Right.
The smoking room.
Smoking room. Yeah. While I had a drag on a cigarette, and then we just had a chat. How are you, Greg? And I was explaining the room to him, because it's quite a bizarre-looking room. And then Frank walked in, wearing a shirt, which is kind of like a black-and-white version of the wall in there.
So okay, anyway, yeah.
And then he comes in, and then Rachel says, you've got to go, because the record's running out. And Rachel goes, you can stay in here if you want, or you can go in. And she hasn't even finished the sentence before Frank goes, no, we won't stay in here. Because it is kind of, if you're not used to that first thing in the morning, it's like sitting in a migraine.
It also has rather unfortunate staining on the carpet, I noticed the other day.
Yeah.
It's all black and brown where people have spilled coffee and tea.
But it's only coffee and tea, it's not like
I know, but it looks unpleasant, though.
Right.
We need to get another rest and relaxation room, which is...
No, we need a green room. For one of the world's most famous radio stations, one of the biggest radio broadcasters in the world, we should have a green room, somewhere luxurious for our guests to relax before they come on the air.
Where's the Glockenspiel?
Are you doing an internal
it's
memo?
Upstairs.
Yeah. It's upstairs.
Thing is, that's what they have on telly, isn't it? You know, when you go and do a telly show, they have a proper luxurious place with Danish pastries and cups of tea and beers if you want, right? And we should have the same.
I take them to the smoking room, neither of them smoke. And I'm there going, it's just like a bar, you know, like they don't really drink.
Mm.
It's a bit like a curry house as well. I'm just hoping they like curries.
It does look like an Indian restaurant in need of refurbishment.
Yeah. See, now this is the difference between David Baddiel and myself, okay? I go, have you noticed that it looks kind of like a pub and a curry house? And he says, it's kind of Tracy Emin, isn't it? And I've got
to say, she's an artist, isn't she?
I'm trying to think of a pub called the Tracy Emin.
Yeah. Emin, I think, not Enim.
What?
I think her name is Tracy Emin, as in E-M-I-N.
That's what I said.
M-N-N-M.
Mm. Right.
She's an artist.
So he says it looks like something that famous artist would create, and I think it looks like a curry house. Found the level already. They haven't even come on the show yet. So.
I think you're showing your cultural inadequacies.
Yeah. But I always feel comfortable around those two, though, because even though David is uber intelligent compared to me, you know, I hope he doesn't mind saying this, he does it with a common man's touch.
I'm sure he'd take that compliment.
No, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
He wouldn't say anything just to make me feel stupid.
Ray, you want an internal memo then about the rest and relaxation room?
Who's this internal memo to?
The people in charge of rest and relaxation.
But that's the problem. There is no one.
We'll just do it anyway.
Okay.
Are you going to do it? I'll do the music.
Huh? No. Okay. Who's doing it? Rachel wants to do it.
Oh, I'm out of breath. I've just been running.
Hang on a second. Yeah, you get the chance.
Could whoever is in charge of rest and relaxation please provide us with a green room? Thank you.
There you go.
Or just a new carpet, to be honest with you, as a short-term fix. Or a rug that you could put over the coffee stains to make it look more attractive.
Here's what I see, right, for the green room. Like a nice kind of white and green-looking room with pictures of...
You?
Like, no. Pictures of, like, pretty models, male and female, so keep the guests happy, right? And bowls of, like, cheesy what-sits. Knick-knacks.
Yeah, skips.
Yeah. Salt and vinegar discos. Mm-hmm. And one of them really old fruit drink machines, like a Cointreau machine or something like that.
Cointreau.
And then, just like that. That's why I'm not in charge of it. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore now, really. This song's going down a storm with our listeners.
Unmistakably Rooster.
I thought Bon Jovi was dead, says one text. That's one of the nice ones.
It's a return to 80s power ballads.
Ironically, they've called it Deep and Meaningless, which you've got to love. Rooster, and it comes out on the 11th of July, so might want to avoid a record store that day then. It's 7:56. Crazy Frog's not number one anymore, which is good. It's a dead guy, Elton John and Eminem.
Mm-hmm. Tupac.
Hurrah. They're going to play this now, actually. Yeah?
What, play Tupac?
Mm.
If you want.
Okay.
I'd like that.
I'm sure you would.
Hit him with a little ghetto shot.
Tupac. Elton John.
Can you hear me speak?
Yeah. Yep.
Got you.
One, two, one, two.
Mic check.
And then he doesn't speak.
I know. Now he's got our attention. He asks if you can hear us, and then says nothing. Oh, there he is.
No, nah. Lost it nah. After all that. Talking from beyond the grave, you thought, you know, you might have asked.
I don't know what you'd have asked.
Anyway, it's the UK's number one. David Beale and Frank Skinner.
David Beale.
I said David Beale. I didn't say David Beale.
David Beale.
David Beale.
Ian Beale.
David Beale.
Stephen and the Twins.
Now, there's a show. Ian Beale and Frank Skinner. Unplanned.
Mm.
What are we going to cook today, Ian?
Fish and chips. The fish shop. Potatoes on wheels as well.
What?
On the square.
Okay. We have David Beale and Mike Skinner from the band The Streets.
Mm. Why? Oh, right, yeah.
Because it's Skinner, you see. Yeah. It's the same gag, but slightly the other way around. And David Beale can talk about, you know, the show that he did where he went to trace his family history and his family tree and all that. He can talk about that, and Mike Skinner can make up a rap about going on holiday.
Brilliant.
Start that news jingle again and just move on, shall we? So we'll talk to them in a minute, and we'll have the results of our Mini Moyles song thing, which I'll explain in a minute. His news and sport at mini past eight.
And it's quarterfinals day for the girls down there today. Me and Rach are going down. England take on the Aussies in Edgbaston later for the day-nighter. Michael Vaughan should be back to captain the side.
Wow. Me and Rach are going down. It sounds like some kind of bad English Rocky movie.
Yeah.
missed a few words out there, I think.
Mixed Rach, you're going down. All right.
Blimey. The weather's dry and warm for England and Wales. It's cloudy with some rain heading east across Scotland and Northern Ireland. It's now 5 minutes past eight.
Whoa, Snoop Doggy Dogg here. What a vibe in the UK.
We met him, didn't we?
Briefly.
Yeah. She's on my nizzle.
He was at the Brit Awards backstage.
Came to have a chat.
He's quite aloof, isn't he?
What?
He's quite aloof, isn't he?
Is that like one of them things you used to scrub you?
That's a loofer.
Right, fine. No, he was a baddie in Superman.
A loof?
Loofer. Lex Luthor. Mm. Doesn't matter, don't worry about it.
It'll never walk. It'll never walk. It'll never walk.
It'll never walk.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome David Beale, Mr. Frank Skinner.
It'll never work.
Hooray!
Hurrah!
Yes!
Yes!
Oh, thank you very much, Chris.
Anything, sir.
What's that going on?
Yeah.
The team used to be on in my headphones.
Well, yeah, because it's perfectly timed. And applause and sweeping camera crane movement.
What are you doing? You humming?
I'm just hitting that last note.
Oh, shit.
Slightly Aboriginal style.
We went and saw Anthony and the Johnsons the other day, me and Frank.
Are you going to wear your headphones or not?
No.
Can you move them away from underneath the microphone, please?
No, I will wear them.
Because they'll make that squeaking noise.
Oh, actually, no, I'm not going to wear them.
Okay.
They're really frightening.
Then put them on the floor.
That's squeaking. Are you trying to symbolise Anthony and the Johnsons?
Yeah.
It's squeaking. Can't you hear it squeaking?
Either put them on or I'll just throw them on the floor. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
There you go.
God,
what?
As people at home, we've got a chaffinch in the studio.
Anthony and the Johnsons. You know Anthony and the Johnsons?
Not a clue what you're talking about.
No, okay.
It's a music show, this, isn't it?
Yeah, you've never heard of them.
Who are they?
Not a clue.
Oh, it's this big...
Be careful how you describe
it. No, it's all right. It's the very gay American fat bloke. What did you describe him as? Remember?
Oh, he looked as if John Prescott had been in The Small Faces, is what he looks like.
And we went to see it at the Royal Festival Hall, and at one point he stopped his band and he got the whole audience to hum, didn't he? He got the audience to hum as his backing track. And that's what I thought you were doing when you were humming.
It actually worked really. You know, you get songs where everyone claps and stuff like that. Well, he didn't do that. We all just went, and there was no music. He just sang along to that, and it worked very, very well.
Yeah,
should have been there.
And he's Anthony, is he? The fat fella.
The fat fella's Anthony. You've heard of him?
No, never.
Oh
no, but I'm getting
you're
up
just going
now.
With it. You're just going
I'm
with
just
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Anthony's the fat fella. Yeah.
Okay.
So we've introduced your audience.
Brilliant.
To a new.
I'm going to write that on the board, actually.
A new turn.
No, you look. Go. Oh, if you're going to do that gag, you need Frank and Dave have to pick you.
No, but I'm self-nominated.
Right. Well,
I'm the one with the Nobbo board, aren't I?
Oh, I see. Are you doing like, the secretary?
I'm going to be the secretary.
Yeah,
on
your telly show.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Have you got a board?
I've got a Nobbo board
here. There's the board, yeah.
Right.
All right. Why are you calling it a Nobbo board?
Because that's what it's called. I think it's a brand name, isn't it? A Nobbo board?
Yeah.
Is it a brand name?
Yeah.
Nobbo.
Like
Bic.
Okay.
Ooh. Pretty lit.
And what you write, Anthony Gay Fat Man.
Very good.
Yeah.
Do you know the weird thing is, I know a DJ called Anthony Gay.
Do you?
Yeah, but he's not
fat. Not fat.
No. Yeah. Anyway, welcome.
I know a DJ called Anthony Gay Fat Man.
Do you really?
Hyphenated.
Wow. That's amazing.
He's one of the Cheltenham Gay Fat Men.
He's got a really good funny jingle. He doesn't really fit it properly.
He's got and he doesn't have to pay for his own travel news.
Can you believe that?
Anyway, what got me about it is you said that earlier. I don't know if anyone wasn't listening, that Radio 1 pay. Someone comes in and says there's a bit of a traffic jam in Newbury and they have to give him £80.
What, in cash?
Yeah. Hmm. And then on the news it said traffic jams are costing £8 billion a year. Radio 1's paid most of it.
Just in reporting rights.
But why do you have to pay? Can't you just go to Newbury and find that out?
Yeah, you know, but you know, it's the BBC department thing where every department pays every other department. No one understands it, but it works, apparently.
What you need to do is press that button that you can press in a car. So every now and again, this show gets interrupted by the local radio station because of the traffic news.
What bothers me is that if he's being paid for it, there may not be a traffic jam in Newbury. He might just be thinking, oh, there's no problems with the traffic, but I won't get any money unless I say there is.
Well, no, Dominic doesn't get the money.
Oh, he doesn't get the money?
No, it's...
I thought it was cash in hand.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
Because you'd just make it up, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you'd make it up, yeah.
It's kind of like...
Oh, it's terrible out there today. Yeah,
who's to know?
It's like payola for travel news. Well, does the M1's bad, but listen, if you...
Johnny Walker's show now, it's just travel news.
some would say, of course. So anyway, so the new show starts tonight?
Yes, it starts tonight on ITV1. It was on ITV2 last night, but obviously none of your listeners watched that.
Here's the thing, you see, because I was watching that last night.
Right.
I saw it advertised, you know, on ITV1, and they say, what's coming up on ITV1? Then they very cleverly say, what's on ITV2 as well, so you can switch over.
Yeah.
And I thought, because you're coming on today, I'll do some background research, and I watched it last night. And then you took the mick out of me before, saying, oh, no, you never saw it. That was a repeat.
Because ITV2, just 24 hours a day, put out old unplanned.
Yes. Yeah.
I naturally assumed now that that'll be an old one.
If I'm right, I'm thinking that your secretary was 17 years old.
Yes.
Male.
Yeah.
With strange bum fluff.
Yeah. That's right, that was it.
Yes.
Yeah, he was called Anthony.
He was called Anthony.
He was called Anthony.
I won't say anything
more. His surname was Gay Fat Man.
Was Gay Fat Man.
It's an incredible thing. It slimmed down a lot.
Yes, and he also pulled the head off the stool, so to speak.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, I don't want to say too much because I'll ruin the rest of the show.
Yeah.
Well, no, because they're not going to show it again.
They'll be on tonight.
The show
that I saw last night. Continually back to back.
But the show, so that was new last night. Was that live last night?
What they said was premiered on ITV2.
Right.
And then repeated on ITV1.
We had a big premiere on ITV2. We had a red carpet.
Princess Margaret.
Tom Cruise was there. It was great.
So the show that I saw last night will go out tonight.
That's right.
Yes,
right.
See, so I don't want to ruin it by saying any more about what I've seen.
Hang on, I'm confused. I thought the show was live.
No, the show was live for the first
time. Yes, it is live.
Right.
okay. It's live, but it was on
last night.
And it's on again tonight.
Yeah. Right.
No, it's not live anymore. You know it's not live anymore.
No, actually, I thought
it
was.
The first two series were live, and then we decided to edit it after that.
I did not. I swear I didn't know that.
Well, that's how rough it still is.
You edit that now?
No, yeah, we edited it earlier. That is the best of what we actually did.
And is it going to be on every night? Is it on?
No, it's on. It'll be on every Tuesday on ITV at 11, and on ITV 2 on Mondays at 9. For the next 12 weeks.
Is it live on Monday?
No, look. No, we record it on Sunday.
Right.
Is that helpful?
If you want to see it live, you'll have to come to the studio.
Yeah, come to the studio.
Is that live?
That is live, I believe. Okay. Yeah, unless we're holograms.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you do that on a Sunday.
On a Sunday.
It goes out on ITV 2 on a Monday.
Yeah.
ITV 1 on a Tuesday.
It's becoming a full time job.
I'm loving it. It's great.
You're good with the listings, though.
Well,
that's what I like about you.
I'm thinking, well, hang on, because I remember when it first started, the producer or whoever would send you off on things to do, so you had things to talk about.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, it's very unfair to get them in at 8 in the morning if they're not until 11 tonight.
Yes, I understand your problem.
But then
they don't really send us off on things to do anymore. That was the idea originally, and we used to do some things that were quite, you know, like we'd learn French and stuff like that.
But now
we don't bother, we just play golf.
The only thing I remember you did was you played tennis with Les Dennis.
I played tennis with Les Dennis, that's right. I did. We didn't that send me off
that
to do
should
that.
Be an ITV2 show.
Les Tennis.
Les Tennis. Yeah, it was great, actually.
Do you know he's now doing the touring stage show of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah,
but apparently he got booed the other day. Not because of Les. Les was great, but apparently it costs 15 quid a ticket or something. No, that people can win prizes, but that's what they can win. It's like 10 quid, and they've paid like 15
quid
a
ticket. No, it's not 10 quid. You can win a Jaguar car.
No, that's not the truth. That's what they've been told. But they get there, and the like.
Now, can I say this is besmirching the touring Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
I read a news story saying it was booed off because people won an apple, and they were expecting a Jaguar car.
Yeah,
yeah.
Anyway, any viewers listening or listeners viewing this can now either go and see Anthony and the Johnsons or the touring Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
This is brilliant.
Yeah. This is like a what's on, isn't it?
The only thing you haven't told people to come and see is your show on a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday night.
They're very welcome to do that, whenever it's on.
Dave's actually genuinely still writing things down.
Still writing things down.
However, you're obviously not a diehard fan of the secretary's bit because you're writing too big and you're going to run out of space.
No, I'm going to turn over to the next sheet of Nobbo.
That's cheating, technically. How many
premier, if you spell it like that, doesn't it mean, like, leader of a country?
Does it?
Is that right?
I don't know. Does it have an E on the end?
Where's the...
Actually, I'm not sure.
No, I think you've spelt it right.
Have I?
Yeah, you've spelt it right.
Sorry, Dave,
that's okay. Back. Premier, I think, without an E is a world leader.
I mean, you used to be a teacher, Frank.
I know, yeah.
Unbelievable.
That's why people are walking around now and not being able to spell the graffiti they're writing. That's what's happened to the world.
Right, we're going to play a record and then we'll be back to talk more.
What are you going
to
play?
We're going to play the new song by Rachel Stevens.
Rachel Stevens?
Yeah.
Hmm. Overcome with apathy.
Can I tell you something about Rachel Stevens, actually?
Go on.
I like Rachel Stevens. She's a very nice girl, I'm sure. But when I was young and hanging out in North London...
She wasn't born.
She wasn't born. But I used to go to a Jewish youth group called Habonim, right? And it was a kind of bohemian place to go. And we, as our sort of enemies, were these kind of much flashier Jewish people who hung around in Golders Green in kind of convertibles and stuff like that.
Right.
And we called them Becks. That's our name for them, right?
Right.
And Rachel Stevens, much as I like her, is a very classic Beck.
Is she?
Yeah, very much so. I once saw her hanging around in Golders Green in a flashy car.
You see, there you go.
So
she'd be a Beck and you were a hubbub.
I was a hubbub.
What was it?
I was a hubbub. Habonim.
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 It means the builders in Hebrew.
Do you know, sometimes I wish I'd have been Jewish when I was growing up, because you just seem to have a right laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had enemies.
Because when you're Irish Roman Catholic, you get nothing but guilt.
Yeah, no, we had enemies, like, it was like West Side Story.
No, our enemies were the Protestants.
Yeah, and the prostitutes. And
a fairly large group of enemies, actually. I mean,
no, the prostitutes
weren't
our
enemies at all, they were fine.
The Nazis were your enemies.
The Nazis were our enemy, and the prostitutes were yours, but the prostitutes were friends to all of us.
It's 8:24, here's Rachel Stevens. Rachel Stevens and So Good, which is irony. It's 8:27. So a friend of mine has texted me on my mobile, following what David was saying about Rachel Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
And all the text message says, doesn't say, morning, Chris, how are you? I'm listening. It just says, so true, biggest Beck ever.
Well, there you go, you see?
Well, hold on a minute. What about Beck?
Is Becca Beck?
Is Becca Beck? He might have found it. There was, honestly, it used to be the case that there would be thousands of Becks hanging around, kind of Maxwell's in Hampstead and Golders Green, like, on a Friday
for
or Thursday.
For those of you
night,
who live
right?
in Oldham.
This is North London about.
This is North London, but the interesting thing about it was there were so many of them. And someone once said to me, if this was any other ethnic group, this would be a street riot. As it is, they're all talking to each other, trying to get off with each other and trying to buy lattes, right? But that's what it would be thousands
well,
of
Well, I think
the
youth of Britain could learn a lot from the Becks.
I agree.
Becks, and Becks, by the way, for those of you who just switched on, are kind of...
They're kind of flashy...
I can't say Jewish princes.
Glamorous.
Jewish princes. They're kind of Jewish princesses and Jewish princes is what they are.
Becks.
They were sort of a pre-yuppie ethnic Jewish thing.
I love Jews.
Yeah, so do I.
No, I do that. Do you ever say enough already?
No, I don't.
Oh, I
say enough already. I've never said enough already. Why would I say
he
that?
He would have a speech impediment if that was the case.
That's what Jewish people say.
No, that's what Jews do when they're doing a funny Jewish voice.
No, they don't.
Have you not seen Ollie?
In the same way that all Irish Roman Catholic people at some point say Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Yeah, but you didn't do that in a funny Irish voice, did you? You just did it.
That's true.
No, well, that would have been racist.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Yeah, there you go.
But now I sound like my mother.
Oh, dear. Enough already.
Yay! See?
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
There you go. That's a Welsh-Irish person there.
I feel we've covered the Old and the New Testament already this morning.
Right, we're going to kick you out now.
It's time for the news.
Yeah. More from Frank and David, just a second.
It might be all over in Glastonbury.
When all the festival's over, you've got your welly boot job then. The welly boots I picked up last year were nobody's business. I reckon I picked up 600 pairs of wellies last year, and I got a pair of them all now. Festival wellies, Amy.
But the festival's far from finished on the BBC. For all the highlights, go to bbc.co.uk/Glastonbury.
I love that. To try and get away from the stereotype of Glastonbury, kind of a local, yokel, really, and the BBC made all the ads this year for Glastonbury. People look all like that.
Genius.
Funny, though. You've got to say that's funny. I really like Glastonbury, and I've got to say, I am now, like, an absolute Glastonbury convert. Can't wait for next year.
See that, though? See what I did?
It's cancelled. Yeah.
Not cancelled, they're just not having one.
That's technically cancelled.
No, it's not cancelled. They said before this one they weren't having one next year, so that's not cancellation.
Suspended.
Whatever. Right, so more for Frank and David in a minute. Play the Red Hot Chili Peppers next and the Kanye West record, but none of that put you off from listening to the rest of the show. It's just gone 8:31.
Central Glasgow Tuesday's back again. This time the traffic lights have packed up on Wellington Street. That's at the Argyle Street Junction. There will be a few delays, but use a different road and you may not have any delays at all. Beep, beep, one road travel, Dominic Byrne. Just gone 8:34.
Ka-ching!
I don't get paid per travel bulletin. Just want to make that perfectly clear.
Acre.
No, you don't.
It's a shame, though, isn't it?
It is a shame, yeah. It'd be 27 road travel. It'd be brilliant.
I'll pay you.
Will you?
I'll give you some money for the bulletin if you want.
Okay. Do you have to request a road? Or?
Left hand or right hand? Both a pound. It doesn't make any
difference. Is it quid?
Brilliant. There you go.
Cheers, thanks.
That's a pound for you reading the travel news.
Nice one.
Yeah, do you like that?
We'll repeat that every day, shall we?
Oh, I wouldn't say every day. No, really. Right, it's 25 to 9. Chili Peppers, Kanye West, and then more from Frank and Dave.
Big Brother's back on TV. The show will last 4 weeks. With Dermot and Davina and a big house full of freaks. They'll prance around and scream and swear on TV every day. Then one by one they'll disappear and hopefully stay away. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio.
Kanye West and David Baddiel's favourite song on Radio 1's playlist at the moment.
What? Who's it by?
Kanye West.
Kanye West. We were talking, actually, before about something, which is that, you know that thing Shazam, which you can
yeah,
on
yeah,
your
yeah.
phone and you point at something and it can tell you what song it is at the radio? If it's a sample song like this, will this say Diamonds Are Forever, or will it say Kanye West, or whatever he or she is called?
Actually, I think it'll probably say Kanye West, I think.
But how would it know? How would it know it's not Shirley Bassey?
Probably because I would imagine maybe the tempo may be different.
Ah.
It's clever, though, isn't it, that Shazam
song? He knows about music.
It is clever. It's genius,
that. It is amazing, yeah.
Frank Skinner and David Baddiel are here because Unplanned is on tonight on ITV1 at 11 o'clock, in case you missed it last night on ITV2.
At 9 o'clock.
Apparently, tickets have all gone for the series. Somebody texted in saying they tried to get some.
That is true, apparently. That is true, because I was doing... I do a Radio 4 show.
You do?
And I recorded that last night, because that also isn't live. And someone... My mum, who was in the audience... told me that she heard someone furiously saying, yeah, well, I had to come to this because I couldn't get tickets for Unplanned. So,
the weird thing is, I know a lot about your mum.
Yes.
Because of your acts, yeah.
Yes, I do talk about her a lot.
Yeah. And now I know a lot about all your family because you did the family tree thing, which I thought was very interesting.
Thank you.
And Frank keeps a lot of stuff quiet.
No, Frank's much more guarded.
I know your mum a bit, but that's because I met her in a pub once.
Yeah, I met her in a pub once as well.
Yeah.
Same night, actually.
That's when you stayed.
So, what, in your house?
No, you stayed in the pub.
Oh, yeah, we had a lock-in.
Yeah.
Technically, they have a nightclub license, obviously, place.
Yeah. Oh, do they?
Yeah. Till 2 or 3.
Right, so a lock-in is illegal, is it?
Yeah. It certainly wasn't a lock-in. It was more of a nightclub late.
It was a nightclub license.
That was somebody's birthday, and there was no money changing hands.
Yeah.
Absolutely, especially invited.
Could there be a bigger waste of time, though, that me getting nicked at a lock-in?
Yeah, talking about...
With a Vimto.
Do people still get nicked at lock-ins? Is it like prohibition?
Yeah. Yeah, you can do.
Well, they bust them.
I've been busted, but no, I haven't.
You haven't.
Have you?
No. I've known people that have.
I was at a place in Dublin not so long ago, and the Garda came in and just shut the whole thing down, and then took everybody's name and address.
Yeah, but were you smoking? Because you can't.
No, you can smoke. You can smoke, but that's brilliant actually. Because you remember? Can we say this? You remember when we went to Ireland for your birthday?
Yeah.
After closing time.
Right.
During the lock-in.
They brought out a load of ashtrays.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Did they?
Yeah.
In this place that I can't remember where it was, obviously.
So it was somewhere in the middle.
They brought out a load of illegal ashtrays.
They brought out ashtrays. Once it was time to go home.
But you know the prohibition thing where it might be this, close the door, and they pull out a vodka.
Yeah.
It literally went like this, lock the door, and pulled out two ashtrays. Leaving ashtrays as well.
Very dull version of a speakeasy.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
I noticed something about your female newsreader. I don't know if you've already pointed this out.
Dominic's our newsreader.
Oh, you had a female.
Oh, Juliet, who does the sport. Right.
Oh, is it she does the sport?
Yeah.
She's got a very, very burnt cleavage.
Yeah, she has. Yes.
Have you pointed this out already?
Not yet.
Because it reminded me of something, because Jerry Seinfeld, there's adverts for Seinfeld's DVD at the moment, and there's this little quote that he says, which he says that looking at cleavage is a bit like looking at the sun. You can't look at it directly, you just get a sense of it, and then you look away.
Right.
And I thought that's very, very odd, because she's actually got a very sunburnt cleavage.
Yeah.
So when you, according to him then, when you look away from cleavage, can you see a kind of a shadow for ages afterwards?
That's why you look away quickly.
She's currently sat like this.
I actually look through a filter.
Cleavages. Cleavages or cleavage?
You can get a cleavage filter. Clevi.
Ooh. Is it Clevi? Wow. You're so clever.
Clevage.
I want to ask you about, next year will be, the 10-year anniversary of Three Lions.
10-year anniversary, will it? Yeah, you're right, it will be.
Yeah. Which I don't know. A couple of questions I'd like to ask about it, and you may answer these or not answer these as your wish. How much money did you make for Three Lions?
Well, the one check I remember was there was a lot of little flimsy, like £8, because it got played on Radio Orwell. The check I remember getting was $35,000.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember getting that.
Oh.
Surely you should have split that one.
Oh, God. Oh, you're supposed to be off each. Yeah.
Tell me that. You've spent it now on Vimto.
I wondered why you'd had two elastic bands instead of just one and a big one.
And secondly, where did you write that? Did you write that in your flat, or did you go?
I can tell you exactly where. We wrote it in our flat in Hampstead that we lived in together. We wrote the first bit, and then we wrote the second bit on a train somewhere. I can't remember where we were going, but I remember we were on a train.
Wow.
I think
we're already scheduling the 10th anniversary celebration.
I think you should.
Loads of ships are going to fill the Solent.
That's brilliant.
Will there be a box set?
I should play it. I probably will.
I think you should re-record it again.
Oh, no.
You've already done it again once.
We re-recorded it for 1998.
Oh, God, and, we milked it.
Yeah, and that was...
Three cows, it should have been called.
Yeah. We shouldn't have done that.
Three houses.
Yeah. What, for 35 grand? You really are from Leeds.
You know, it's been to number one 3 times. It's the only song, I believe, that's been to number one 3 separate occasions. Thank you very much.
96, wow. 98, and...
It was twice in 96.
Oh, was it?
Because it got to number one in a kind of rather dull, we have to make this number one because it's the official song kind of way. And then it fell, and then England started doing really well.
The Fugees actually knocked us.
Yeah,
what,
the
Fugees.
Killing Me Softly.
Yeah, that knocked it off.
We knocked Gina G off the top, and then the Fugees knocked us off.
Yes,
And then because England lost to Germany, the Fugees.
It's all G's, isn't it? Gina G, the Fugees, 35 G.
Then I think Aileen G and Dustin G.
Yeah, Kenny G. Yeah.
Kenny G. Yeah.
But does that mean the Fugees were back in Germany in that semi-final?
Possibly. I like that the Fugees were at home thinking, "Well,
give me one penalty.
What is this? That's this stuff about Gary Lineker that's knocked us off."
Are you proud of that song? Or do you get embarrassed by it?
I'm immensely proud of it.
I think you should be.
Yeah. You're not proud of it anymore.
No, you're not proud of it.
I did a terrible thing. I sang it at a karaoke about 2 months ago.
Brilliant.
Did you?
And somebody said to me after, you know, I'm really having... This complete stranger came up and said, I'm having a real problem trying to decide whether that was great or incredibly naff.
Yeah.
That you sang the song.
You've got it as a ringtone on your phone as well.
I have that.
Just in case people haven't recognised you.
But I was at a karaoke once, and that bald-headed bloke from Aqua was there. Do you remember?
Yes.
The one who went, "Hello, Barbie, let's go party."
Yeah.
And they played Barbie, and he kept coming in on the wrong place.
Did he?
He only had to go, "Hello, Barbie." And everyone was doing it except him. He was kind of... made me think.
It must make you proud, though. When you're watching an England match and you see... Or you hear all the people singing something that you two wrote in your flat years ago.
Mm. Plus, it's another £8.
It's another.
Must be a
I don't
proud
think we get
moment.
Paid for when the crowds sing it.
But it would be better. If
I think you do.
"Hello, Barbie, let's go party."
Yeah.
Anyway, so the point about that is now my friend lives in the flat where you wrote that.
Is that John Coleshaw?
John Coleshaw lives there now. Yeah.
Is that where you were?
Yeah. John Coleshaw. We're after a blue plaque. That's what we want. You know, blue
John
plaque.
Yeah, no, I know.
You have to be dead. I think you might have to be dead.
I think you can do vanity blue plaques. You can get them made yourself and put them on your house. If we gave a blue plaque with our names onto John Coleshaw, he'd put it up, wouldn't he?
He'd put it up, doing impressions of us. He might eBay it.
Yeah.
He could sit in the window doing us.
But as Dave says, though, it had to go below his which already put up.
Yeah. It should be considerably bigger.
Good old John Coleshaw. I like John Coleshaw. Nice chap.
Yeah.
Though you did once say that he had a herringbone head.
No, well, his hair looks like a herringbone coat I used to have.
Yeah.
So it looks like he's got a herringbone head, but that doesn't mean he's in a brilliant impression.
He does a great impression of you.
Does he? Yeah.
Yeah.
He does one a great impression of my coat. But he doesn't know he's doing it.
If only he could wear his hair whilst doing an impression of you.
Have you heard his impression of you?
I have, yeah.
Now, do you like it or not?
Well, it's hard to tell, isn't it, when it's you? But to me, it sounds like a kind of a Card Brommy voice.
It's just that bit of
it's
you.
What?
You know, Frank kind of goes.
No, that's Leslie Phillips.
Well, no, but you know what I mean. I think it's very good.
Well, I'm not saying.
See, John does me when we're in the pub, and everybody laughs, bar me, and I sit there and go.
I don't think anybody fully appreciates when somebody does an impression of them, though. People sort of smile awkwardly, don't they? You know, when they get taken off by an impressionist.
Yeah.
And they never kind of go, oh, that sounds just like me.
Well, no, some do, though. That's the thing.
Alistair McGowan started doing me. He started doing me on the cabaret circuit. And I thought, that sounds nothing like me. And then about 5 years later, it really refined it. It got much better. And I could hear it then. Then I could see that, actually, that is like me.
Alistair McGowan, I think, tried to do me once. It just sounded like random fat northern man. John's version of me, to me, sounds like Bernard Manning.
Yeah, well, another random fact.
I can see how he might have. If you're the bullseye, he could be the 25, wouldn't he?
Really?
He didn't quite get the bullseye.
Hey, you're going to laugh, aren't you?
I meant that in the nicest possible way.
Thanks.
He's got a much squeakier voice, hasn't he, Bernard Manning? Much squeakier.
No, he's got a kind of a...
He's more like that.
Yeah, but sort of squeaky. Sort of closed.
How's that? That's not squeaky.
That's brilliant. That's a brilliant Bernard Manning. Unless John Coleshaw's walked in.
No. I still like Frank's impressions.
What, mine?
Yeah.
What impressions did Frank do?
It doesn't matter, because they're generally all rubbish, but they make me laugh, because you do it with so much gusto.
Well, people like that, you see. It's
your
like,
Bruce Forsyth is still legendary.
Yeah, well, it's like my singing. I think it's good that people at home think, you know, well, I could do that. It's like Big Brother. People think, these people aren't showing off, they're just like us. So they like impressions, that the kind of impressions that the Office Joker might do.
Frank, at the moment, is doing impressions of Marky Smith of The Fall all the time, because Frank gets very obsessed with... he gets very obsessed with music from time to time. He's very obsessed with The Fall at the moment, so in a kind of Tourette syndrome.
It's replaced by Robert Morley.
He's just...
David's working on Kanye West.
Yeah, Kanye West. Is Kanye a man or a woman?
It's a man.
Okay. Is it spelt Kenya?
No, K-N...
K-A-N-Y-E.
The opposite of Kenya, actually. It's Kenya, but with the A and E the other way around.
Kenya... Oh, yeah, that is incredible. It could be West Kenya.
Yeah.
Couldn't it? Which is somewhere on an atlas.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Good Lord.
Probably borders Mozambique or somewhere.
Yeah, it probably does. Angola.
Yeah.
See, now, I love Unplanned. I could sit and watch that for hours.
ITV2, that's what you want to watch.
This is it.
I've seen it.
I like watching it on ITV2 where they go, Frank goes, you know that thing on the weekend. That's my impression of you. I'm not doing the impression of you, but...
There were people at home thinking, hold on, is that still Chris talking or is Frank just bottling in?
Did anyone see that thing at the weekend? And Dave goes, I didn't see it, blah, blah. But it's like a couple of years out of date. And I don't know what you're talking about, because it didn't happen at the weekend.
Yeah.
And if you just flick through the channels, depending on what you look like, you can't, you know...
Well, you mean you try and guess what period of the world is from Unplanned?
Yeah.
Talking of which...
It's a great game. I don't go out much these days.
Frank, have you had your hair cut since Sunday?
No.
Oh. Because your hair looks shorter than it did last night on my telly.
That's because I've got a headset on.
Okay, that'll be it.
I tell you what I watch, Richard. I watch, yes. I'm having it permed at the moment. I watch Family Fortunes.
Right.
On the telly. It's still on every day at 11:30 on Challenge.
Right.
And some of those questions have got kind of woefully out of date now. And the car, he calls the car, he says, you can win a saloon. And I thought, that's fabulous. And you get like, you know, the dancing girls and the piano player who ducks when the gunfight starts. And it's a car.
Yeah.
And also it says, and then we got this week's special holiday, and it says it's supplied by our sponsors, Air Mauritius. And then he goes, where are we going this week? It's Mauritius, Les. But it's on every day.
Is it?
At 11:30.
Is it Les, or does it go back further to Max Bygraves?
It doesn't go back to Big Money.
That's Frank impression. I think Max is a brilliant impression that you do.
We used to do. I used to have Max do football songs, football, and do football chants as Max Bygraves.
Yeah,
brilliant.
You know, Elton John is homosexual.
Very quickly, well, I'm going to have to be late for tedious because I want to ask you about this because I get the feeling you watched a fair bit of television.
Yes.
Right. Have you seen the new television phenomena, which is these quiz channels?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, I'm getting a
like
little
Avago Balls
or Bikini Beach.
Well, no, it's been more Bikini Beach. The Avago and the Sky Vegas. I've done that now. I'm now on the new ones where you get a man going. There's a picture of Nicole Kidman that's ever so slightly blurred.
Yeah.
And they go, who is it? £1,000. You could win £50,000.
Yeah.
But you definitely win a hundred.
Yeah.
And what they do is you ring the number and you have to specifically get chosen to go on the air. Yet everybody who gets on the air, apart from the last caller, always gets it wrong.
Right.
Right. You've got to watch.
No, honestly. I haven't
seen
this.
So there's one, and it's called Bikini Beach, and it's a girl in a bikini with a backdrop of a beach.
Right.
And she'll get a picture of Nicole Kidman or whatever. So who's that? Give us a ring. And they pad it for like an hour.
Just that?
It's unbelievable.
It's about 200 odd on the Sky channels, isn't it? They're normally around there, sort of 250.
I can't drag myself away from
that. So right next door to the girls going, "Hi guys, why don't you phone Chantel because she really wants to talk to you in a sexy way."
But that's later. That's when you watch it in the PM hours. If you watch
It's on. There was a fellow on last night who had a really annoying habit. Somebody please text it if you saw it. It was add up the numbers, and they have the numbers in a different order. And I don't really understand it because, you know, you go 6, 5, 22, no. But he just had this habit of walking from one side of the set to the other constantly because they've got nothing to say.
Yeah.
And they just repeat the phone number and how much you could win.
I'll tell you what, that
keeps doing it all the time. And all these channels have appeared out of nowhere.
He just walked and walked and walked.
He just keeps kind of going like this.
Because I once saw, in Cologne Zoo, I once saw a tiger in a far too small cage and it had gone mad and it was just pacing round and round and round and round. And that's what your impression reminded me of. A tiger that's had a nervous breakdown.
In Cologne.
Cologne.
I remind David Baddiel of a tiger with a nervous breakdown.
But hold on,
does John Coleshaw do a tiger with a nervous breakdown?
No, he doesn't. No. And neither does Alistair McGowan. Who are they?
When the slightly blurred picture of Nicole Kidman is up and people are coming on and getting it wrong,
people phone up and
what
say,
are they saying?
Is it Derek Jameson? Is it Derek Jameson?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Right. Is it Charlotte Church? No, it's not.
Sometimes they just use, like, they're looking through a letterbox. You know that? One of the channels has, so you just see the eyes.
Right, like, okay. So,
like,
yeah.
Slit. Mm. Yeah, and then you have to, and then it's always really obvious who it is.
But and nobody ever gets it right.
No.
Well, but surely they choose the people who are getting it wrong. Well, is this what you're saying?
Well, padding
I don't know. I was watching one channel once, and I'm transfixed by it. And Sophie, my girlfriend's on the phone, and I'm going, this is brilliant. It's quite glaringly obviously Nicole Kidman, and people going, is it, you know, Charlotte Church? Is it Elvis? Whatever. Mm. And this woman, Scottish woman, phoned up. So anyway, eventually I've kind of come to my senses and flicked the channels, found another channel with another competition on with a different person, and I heard what sounded very similar to the previous caller on the other channel.
Right.
Going, is it 72? No, it's not 72. Keep calling, though!
So you think there are sort of five people who are employed to phone all these channels?
I would never say that, no, because that would obviously be against some kind of regulation. But watch it. It's fascinating.
Do you ever watch OBE, which is the African channel? You get, like, African variety shows and the African news.
I've seen, like, I've got an African channel which I've seen, yeah.
And it's called OBE, and they all wear, like, the full African outfit.
It's called OBE.
I'm going to be flicking between that and Live 8 to try and equal the balance up a bit, yeah.
It's not called OBE because OBE meant Order of the British Empire.
I don't know why it's called OBE. I've never
kind of Commonwealth
missed that
thing.
Bit.
The Commonwealth Channel.
Yeah, the Commonwealth.
Let's go to Canada.
Right, listen, we have to move on, sadly. I could do this all day.
Oh, yes.
But,
well, you do. Most
yeah,
well,
you basically do it for 3 hours.
Good luck with the show, with the series.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Padilla's going to tonight, ITV at 11 o'clock, and Dave's Radio 4 series is back on again.
Can you do it? Can I go? Before we go, can I have a request? Can you two do a bit of the Radio 2 Ken Bruce talking to Terry Wogan? Because Dave hasn't heard it, and no. I really want him to.
It's
very, very fine.
It's okay. Yeah, it's not very good.
Well, that's fine
with
me.
It is good. It is good, honest.
I can't look at you when I do this.
Let me do the plugs first. Heresy is back on Radio 4.
Yeah, 6:30 on Wednesdays.
6:30 on Wednesdays. Frank's on tonight. And his own series is coming back later in the year on ITV.
God, you needn't have gone that far down the plugging route.
But there is a reason. I'll tell you off the air in a minute. And obviously, Three Lions is still available. And the back catalogue of all Fancy Footballs.
Let's make it 4 number ones.
And Unplanned on DVD.
Hmm. Yeah, it's all there.
And Nelson will be appearing on his column all this week in Central.
See, I won't be able to do Terry Wogan now. It won't work.
Go on, do Terry Wogan.
Oh, why not?
Let me play.
Is Terry Wogan and Ken Bruce chatting? Is that what it is?
Yeah. But in a slightly surreal.
Let me play the end of the Kanye West
record. It's a bit like Have a Go Balls. They've been slightly distorted, and you have to try and guess who they are.
Have a Go Balls is so last season, by the way. It's Sky Vegas Live, I'm telling you.
That's what about the Great British Quiz? That's the
That's
one.
What I watched last night.
Oh, well, there you go.
With the man who does this, like he's done
that's,
for
oh, that's
me.
The Great British
Quiz. That's the Great
quiz.
British Quiz, the Cologne Bear, Tiger. He's the Great British
that,
Quiz.
That was him.
Tiger Bear.
Add these numbers up. What did they come to? Give us a ring right now. That's what he
can
does.
Can I say Chris is walking around for anyone who doesn't know? Yeah.
I think they can tell that by his receding and then coming back voice.
Yeah. See, because I'm going slightly off mic, you see,
oh,
it like
I see.
This. It's brilliant.
It's very clever.
Right, so we try the thing?
Yeah, I'm going to move so I can't see you.
Hey, you're old Kanye West.
It's got me already.
Kanye West, old Radio 2, the old time Frank Skinner, the old David Blitton, all the old ITV 2. I know, Anyway, it was all at 9:30 in the morning. They were getting roost. The only problem didn't.
Oh, Ted. Harry.
But no Frank Skinner.
It's an even better live. Online, he wants to be a millionaire travelling roadshow. This is better than we might, to it at home.
We should take it to Edinburgh.
Take it to Edinburgh. I was just thinking.
And leave it there.
I'm waiting for that CD.
Dave, if we take it to Edinburgh, will you be script editor?
No, it's got to be live and unplanned.
Okay.
I wanted to hear what Ken was going to say. We never got to Ken.
We did, we got...
He doesn't say very much, this Ken.
He made a squeak. That was it.
This is me talking about him in the third person like a proper actor.
Yes.
This is he doesn't say very much, does Ken.
My sense of Ken.
Oh,
yes, but what does Ken want? How does he feel?
Do you have someone who plays the organist entertains? Yeah, they have that on Radio 2.
Yeah, no, we don't do that.
They have this notion that Radio 2 is kind of a cool channel now because they've got Jonathan Ross and Dermot O'Leary, but that's just on Saturdays.
Right.
And then after that, it is all
Terry
Wogan, Ken Bruce, and the organist entertains. That is what it is.
I like that. That's what we should do.
Mm.
No. No, Ken. Or no, knock.
Come on.
Hey, listen, Sunday nights, we could be your warm-up.
You could.
Yeah, we couldn't follow that.
Do you have a warm-up on Sunday night?
Yeah, we have Bobby Bragg.
Not Billy Bragg.
Bobby Bragg is the best warm-up comedian in the world.
Really?
Honestly, he can turn a group of... He can bring people out of comas. He does it. That's his day job. He does hospital work.
Wow. Bring people out of comas? People have asked for Thierry Henry and they get... Bobby Bragg.
Yeah, Bobby Bragg goes around and he laughs them well again.
It'd be terrible if we did have Billy Bragg in a mix-up.
I've had relations!
Or Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown. Well, that'd be right. Bobby Brown might be quite funny.
Without Whitney.
If he did My Prerogative, which I've always thought was incredible.
It's an odd word, isn't it?
Do you have a warm-up man on this?
No, believe it or not, no. Or a script editor.
It'd be a great idea, wouldn't it?
There's no audience. There is an audience out there, but there's no audience in here.
Yeah, but you can have the first 10 minutes could be somebody just getting them in the mood and then bring them...
It's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, what about Ken Bruce?
Frank and David, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
You can remain seated. You don't, we're not going to boot you out for the news just yet. We're going to do Dave's Tedious Link, your favourite bit of the show, right?
Oh, you'll love this.
Yeah.
Right, good. 11 o'clock tonight, TV. Meanwhile, Dave, how do you get to today's track from yesterday's U2 and Desire?
Desire was taken from U2's 1988 album Rattlin' Home. Home rhymes with gum, which could get you arrested if you chew it on the streets of Singapore. A Singapore sling is a type of cocktail, while Cocktail was the title of a movie starring Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise has just got himself engaged to actress Katie Holmes off of Dawson's Creek. Creek is a noise that old floorboards make. Make rhymes with both bake and cake, which is what you might be required to do if you were preparing for somebody's birthday. Happy Birthday was the title of two different tracks by two different artists, which reached the same number two chart position for Stevie Wonder and Altered Images, respectively, in the year 1981. 1981 was the year that Charles and Diana got married in Westminster Abbey in London. London is a setting for EastEnders, which has an extensive list of ex-cast members, which includes Susan Tully, Michael Greco and Martin Kemp. Martin Kemp used to be in Spandau Ballet along with brother Gary, Tony Hadley and some other bloke, and Spandau Ballet's biggest record was undoubtedly True, which was sampled by PM Dawn on their 1991 hit Set Adrift on Memory Bliss, which links predictably to PM Dawn and Set Adrift on Memory Bliss.
Brilliant. Do you like that?
Yeah. I lost track a bit. I was lulling me to sleep at one stage. He's just to wash your words.
I don't think you should be allowed to have rhymes with...
Do you not?
No.
You can. The three of them. PM Dawn and Set Adrift on Memory Bliss. This morning's Tedious Link. Great. Seamless?
Almost. There is a theory that possibly Charles and Diana got married at St. Paul's Cathedral and not Westminster Abbey, as wrongly stated by me.
Where did Charles and Diana get married?
I thought it was Westminster Abbey.
No, it was...
I'll tell you what.
Was it St. Paul's?
It was because they buried Mountbatten at Westminster Abbey, and I think that was had such upsetting... memories for Charles.
They had it in St. Paul's.
So, yeah,
maybe.
That's what I think.
I love you too. I really do.
I love you too.
Is that Lord Mountbatten's first ever name check on
Radio
1?
I think Janice Long read out a letter from him actually years ago. Normally, this is the bit where we go into ramble, where we do the ramble bit, where we talk lots, which I might put back because we talk so much in the last hour.
We should have some music, really, shouldn't we?
So what I might do is I might do a late ramble, if that's all right. Mm-hmm. Are we going to do car park catchphrase today, or should we drop it for ramble?
No. We should do car park catchphrase.
Dave, do you think we should do car park?
I don't know car park. What is car park?
Car park catchphrase is it's like the game catchphrase, but legally different.
It's in your car.
And
it's not just about car parks.
Yeah, no.
It's not just about. So you have to be in a car.
NCP.
In a car in your car park. And know your catchphrases. And when we describe, because obviously you can't see
Mr.
The help of Mr. Fish.
Mr. Fish.
Say what you hear. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you should do that.
Yeah. All right, we'll do that. Well, that's at 20 to 10. So we'll do that. Well, all right, we'll do that.
Yeah, we should do that.
Which means the lines are open now.
Can
what?
We go?
Yeah, but I want to talk to you off the air. That, okay. Come and have a drink after the show,
Wade. The fact that we're on this morning in about an hour's
actually,
time.
Do you know what? That's great. Because we can ask you, and you'll say no, to play our This Morning Get the Word In game.
Okay. What word?
Say Anthony Gay Fat Man.
There you go.
That's quite hard. That's a lot of words.
You don't have to get all of them in, just Anthony Gay Fat or Man.
Give us a word and we'll get it in on Drivel. This morning, as long as it's not swearing.
Drivel's too easy.
Well, Les Tennis.
We all work on the basis of that.
Well, I know.
Asparagus.
Asparagus.
Asparagus okay. Is all right.
Yeah. Should we try asparagus?
Yeah. If they talk about...
What? No, the idea is to get it in if they don't talk about asparagus.
They will, though.
If they say, what shall I have probably. This holiday sauce, that'll be too easy.
I should think they'll talk about asparagus on this morning.
Yeah, I would think so.
Don't they every somewhere. Day?
Is it Philip and Fern?
Is it Philip and Fern? I don't know.
Oh, I hope so. I don't want to do it with two. Yeah.
You don't want to do it with the reserve team, do you?
Why is it the case that this morning is always presented by a younger man and a slightly older woman? Why is that? Does it make the housewives feel like...
That's this week's quiz, and you win the... 10th anniversary box set.
If it's not Philip and Fern, it's the stand-ins. If you get down there and ring us, we'll go down and be you two.
Who are the ringers?
I don't know. Don't they
have stand-ins? I thought they were on.
Well, they used to have, when it was Richard and Judy doing it, they used to have these two people who rather like on those shows where you get a blurred thing of Nicole Kidman, look like a blurred version of Richard and Judy.
Yeah.
And I never saw them on anything else.
They were their stunt doubles. That was their big break on TV.
Do you know how if Australia copied This Morning... And they kind of would look like them.
Yeah.
It's like that, but they're not Australian.
And is Fern older than Philip? Because there can't be much in it, surely.
Actually, I think there is.
I think there must be similar age.
If Fern's not listening to this, he'll be outraged.
Mm. How old is Philip, though? He's kind of ageless.
He's got to be mid-40s,
haven't they? He's ageless, isn't he?
He's both mid-40s,
his hair's changed colour a few times.
Mm.
He used to dye it when he did the broom cover.
No, he dyed it, and then he went back to not dye it, and now it's kind of salt and pepper, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not the rap people.
No.
On his head. That'd be ridiculous.
With Spinderella on the decks in the middle.
You're wrong.
So how does the ramble section differ from this?
Well, the ramble's where we like to kick back a little bit and just talk.
It has music underneath after Dave says, let's get ready to ramble. And we've got
that, no difference.
But bar that, yeah. you should listen more. I think you'd like it.
I only tune in for Terry Wogan.
We'll buy you some CDs round of best bits.
The trouble is, if you only tune in for Terry Wogan and Ken Bruce, one day you're going to tune into Radio 2 and think it's them and just be laughing at the real Terry Wogan and Ken Bruce.
That's all right, as long as we're all laughing. That's what counts, isn't it?
Can I just say now, because we all had a little photo taken off the air, the record ran out, the three of us are huddled around the microphone and I get a bad day doing the next Christmas.
It looks a bit like The Archers. You know, when they record that, they all stand by microphones, don't they?
Yeah, but the three of us around one mic. It's like it's like the ooze on Beatles tracks when you see, like, George and Paul Lee.
We're not the smallest. Well, I'm certain me and Chris are not the smallest of men, so it's quite hard to get around one mic.
You're doing well, though, so far.
Well, I'm quite a long way away.
You're smaller than me, though, to be fair.
I'm smaller than you and he's smaller than me, but still.
I feel I'm standing amongst you.
Yeah. Really?
I feel you're standing
too close to me.
Yeah.
I feel the need to do...
I don't like the body language of the whole thing.
I want to do well tonight, thank God it's them instead of you.
Okay.
Hang on. I want to go. Don't stand so close to me.
Well tonight, thank God it's... See, now you're humming like that. Like Anthony Gay Fat Man.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to help you out with it.
I'd like to hear the Bono impression. Go, off you go.
Well, tonight, thank God it's them instead of you!
You should have done it.
I've been asked to do Stars in the Rise.
You've asked to do Stars in the Rise? What, as Bono?
Do Stars in the Rise.
No. Not as Bono.
I want to either do...
Bo Diddley?
No, Tony Christie doing Avenues and Alleyways.
Yeah.
Right? Ain't That a Kick in the Head? But Dave wants me to do Freddie Mercury because I think he thinks I will look ridiculous.
Mm. I think in an ill-fitting tight vest and a half-microphone stand with a bushy moustache, I think you could be comedy gold.
You would look ridiculous.
Now, if Dawn French is listening, she might nick that idea. Mm. I think you should do Demis Roussos.
There's not really a target for the radio and audience, is it? Mind you, he's dead against so stars in their eyes, I suppose.
Look, we've led them forward with Anthony and the Johnsons. We can lead them back. Because okay. Tony Christie Avenues and Alleyways is very topical.
I'm gonna play a record now, because even though I said we're not going to speak, we've now spoken.
Mm. It's been crazy.
At length.
Let's press that button.
What
there.
Are you playing?
Green Day, Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Okay.
On radio.
A lot of your listeners are saying that as we speak.
Press that and it starts. Brilliant! Frank and David.
I could do this.
11 o'clock tonight, ITV1. I like those two. Do you get the impression?
That's good, that. Enjoyed that.
They make me laugh. I do like...
There was a lot of love for the Wogan Ken Bruce handover as well, which I like too.
I know.
Oh, great.
He spat his toothpaste out.
On the mirror.
Do you know, that's great. We get them to fund our Edinburgh show, because they're loaded.
Mm.
And we go up to Edinburgh and we just do that.
They could afford us to flop, couldn't they?
Yeah. Brilliant. Jobs are good, and I think it's a great idea. Dominic, you can play Sarah Kennedy.
That'd be nice.
Fish.
Sorry, and, I know voice that hasn't gone.
Rachel, you could be Dermot O'Leary.
Do you think?
Yeah, we just have you cycling in the background on a bike and a crash helmet.
Okay.
That's what we got. We take the show to Edinburgh, Radio 2, at the Edinburgh Fringe. Brilliant. You and I, I'm Terry Wogan, you're Ken Bruce. Rachel, you're Dermot O'Leary on a bike with a hard hat on. Yeah, sorry, not a bicycle helmet, a hard hat. And
like something out of the Village People.
And you can be Sarah Kennedy dressed as a traffic cone.
That's nice.
You know, because you've got to be a bit wacky when you go to Edinburgh.
They like all that weird stuff up there, don't they?
Yeah. There you go.
We could be a bit more avant-garde than we are normally. That's Frank Skinner's nipples.
What is?
Through the glass.
They left about 10 minutes ago.
Well,
what are you
talking
about?
Hanging around for coffee.
No, they've gone.
No, they're...
You having your thoughts?
I'm not
again?
Hallucinating again, am I?
Yeah, you are, yeah. Anyway, so Frank and Dave are going to produce our Edinburgh show, and it's going to be a big hit. We can win the Perrier.
The Perrier Award.
That's what I said, yeah. One week up with
Moyles. Get home with Mills. I love the idea that celebrities might now be handing out the Flirt Divert number. Today, we need to try and get hold of Davina McCall to see if she's been handing it out.
Hi, Davina. It's Sarah here. You said that if I wanted any, like, tickets or any advice, that I could just ring you up and you'd sort me out. OK, thanks a lot, Davina. Bye.
The message will be erased.
Davina McCall wouldn't hand out the Flirt Divert number, would she?
She's too nice to do that.
We need to get her number, don't we?
Maybe Chris could help.
Wake up with Moyles.
Get home with Mills.
From 4.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Think again. I ain't handing out my showbiz numbers. You know what I mean? We keep all the A-listers for our show.
She's the best one we've got.
Should I give him Dale Winton's number instead as a gag? yeah, here's Davina's number. Call her live on the air, Scott. That'll be fine. Hello? That was Dale, by the way, not Davina.
Davina.
I mean, I could work. Should I just give him Pat Sharp's number? Talk about this later on. And Natasha Bedingfield next. First, let's get the news and the sport with Dominic and Juliet. It's 9:30.
Just gone 9:33.
Right, so Scott's listening. I have Davina's number for him. Please, nobody else call this, because I don't want I don't want people annoying her. But because I know I'll forget. I've got to rush after the show at 10 o'clock. So if Scott Chappers is listening, here is Davina McCall's number. Again, nobody else try this at home. Please don't ring it. Davina's number is 07-7745-987-50. Thanks. Beep, beep, one more travel. Balls, that's going to cost me another fiver.
Hello, I'm Minnie Moyles.
Hi, Minnie Moyles.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You know, Minnie Moyles doesn't actually speak. That's Alan's impression of what he thinks it would sound like, which is, strange enough, him.
Come on, come on.
Can you do that, Dominic?
No.
Jules?
No.
You just tighten your vocal cords. So instead of talking like this, I just...
What was that?
Who was that?
It was
me. It was me. No. It hurts.
Dave?
No, I think it's just a special gift that you've got.
Really? That is weird, isn't it? Hello, everybody.
Anyway, Mini Moyles, then. We've 70,000 people downloaded it already. We want to try and make it... Did I say 100,000 by the end of the week? I think I did, foolishly, didn't I? www.bbc.co.uk/radio1. Go to the Chris Moyles pages, click on Mini Moyles. Here's what it is, for those of you who don't know what it is. So if you use your computer every day, if you download it, when your computer's on, Chris Moyles will suddenly whoosh onto your screen. Right, he flies it. A little Mini Moyles flies
in. Superman,
you see. That's him landing. And then a thing comes up and it tells you what's on the show. And every day this week, that page is going to tell you what you can vote for every day this week. So yesterday was you could vote for what song you hear out of the 8 o'clock news, which was Oasis Wonderwall.
Good choice.
And then you can find out what we're all doing today. So there'll be something new on there today. So if you want to download it, go to Radio 1 online and download Mini Moyles. He then spins back into his normal clothes and then walks off. You've got an image now, haven't you?
It's clever, isn't it, though?
Yeah. Spins, then walks off.
In rhythm.
Yeah. Walk off of me again.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Just have him walking all the way through the music. It's a long way.
Oh, I like this. Just like Basement Jacks on Sunday night.
Kind of.
Not quite as good.
No, not really. So there you go. Radio 1 online to download Mini Moyles. 9:37, Mario next after Natasha Bedingfield. There you go, it's Mario, and here I go again.
Enough already.
All right.
Thank you, David.
It's David Medeal there.
Enough already.
All right. Oy vey, calm down.
Enough already.
Fine.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Enough already! That's how Jewish people speak.
Apparently so.
Are you Jewish?
I'm not Jewish, I'm Roman Catholic.
Of course you are.
I'm like you.
Hey, it's all good though. We all bleed the same. Apart from Dave, it's gold blood.
Amazing.
And Rachel's green. You know, like Predator.
Mm.
I watched Predator versus Alien last night. What a movie.
I've never seen it.
So bored last night. You're not missing much, I've got to be honest. Anyway. Morning, Roy Walker.
Good morning, one and all.
Good morning, Roy Walker.
I have to say, that interview earlier was great.
It was great, wasn't it? They are very, very funny. Frank and Dave, but I think so were Chris and Dave. I thought Chris and
that's very funny, Chris.
Yeah. And anyway, well, I think we sow the seed now that Frank and Dave are going to commission us to do our Terry Wogan and Ken Bruce show at the Edinburgh Festival.
That would be really funny.
Yeah, and then we can go. Roy could be in it. You could be Jonathan Ross. Brilliant.
Frankly, I'd rather stick a fork in my eye.
Right, fair enough then. Who's on line one, Roy?
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Oi, Boyles here, it's Jeff and I'm from Daventry.
Hooray!
I have a friend who lives there.
Do you, Roy? What's his name?
Juan.
Juan who?
Juan Davis.
Ah, Juan Davis. I think he lives down the road.
Yes?
Yeah. Do you know him?
No.
even though you just said that you do know him, Roy, again. Because you said he was a friend of yours.
Whatever.
Right, okay. What do you do, Jeff?
I'm a landscape gardener, mate.
Oh, brilliant. You want to come and do mine for free?
Yeah, no worries. Mm-hmm. The Bow Plantation will do that for free, no worries.
The what?
Bell Plantation.
Oh, is that the name of the company?
That's it.
All right. So Bell Plantations are doing my landscape gardening for free?
Oh, wow, I don't know.
You bloody won't, you know. I've got 15 acres. that's a lie, but it's just a joke.
15 foot.
Yeah. So, would you do Rachel's landscape gardening for free?
I'll give her the number after the show. And, yeah.
It's a window box, basically. Oh, right.
It's a little balconette. And the lettuces are doing very well, by the way, for everybody who wants to know. Them. Loser.
Yeah. Who are you with, Jeff?
I'm with Sam at the moment.
Who's Sam?
He's my girlfriend's little brother.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So he can't hear me now, can he?
No. Right.
So do you have to employ him because it keeps your girlfriend happy?
Well, I don't know. You'd have to speak to the boss, but I think he is, yeah.
Right. Do you find him more of a hindrance than a help?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
But do you have to pay him yourself, or does the boss pay him?
No, the boss pays him.
Right,
yeah.
But you get more money than him, right?
Well, yeah, I've got to.
He's
yeah.
like the apprentice, sure. Okay.
That's it, yeah.
Well, good, all right. What are you driving?
A Ford Iveco.
Mmm, nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear it. Oh.
It's a nice horn.
It's a what?
It's a nice horn.
It's a nice horn, isn't it?
It's a nice horn.
It's a nice horn, isn't it?
It's a nice horn.
It's a nice horn. All right, hang on there.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Alice and I'm from Twickenham.
Whey!
I have a friend who lives there.
Really, boy? What's his name?
Evita.
Evita who?
Evita Smith.
I think I met him once.
Yes?
You met him once?
Yeah.
That's a woman.
I know, but I wasn't quite sure at the time.
Why?
Evita, looked like a man, woman.
Like a man woman.
It's like a man woman. What's a man woman?
I
feel, Alice, that you've opened the door, you're walking down the corridor, and you kind of wish you hadn't chosen that door now.
Probably.
All right. Just bail out when you can.
Yep.
What do you do, Alice?
I'm a medical rep.
Which means you sell medical supplies.
Sell drugs, yes.
Sell drugs. I see Dominic.
Mm. No. We've never had a drug dealer on Car Park Cash Race, have we?
No. I think we probably have.
Not knowingly.
Mm. What, as in medical reps?
Legal drugs, yeah.
We've had medical reps on before.
Have we?
Yeah. Mm. What's your favourite drug to sell? What's a big seller?
My best seller is a certain male drug for a male condition.
What condition's that?
ED.
What?
ED.
What? ED. Erectile dysfunction.
Ah. Whoa there.
Erectile never heard of that.
Hang on, aren't they playing with Marianne Hobbs this week on the rock?
Sonic Roll Cage.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
Wow. And how much does that sell for?
I can't disclose that twice, I'm afraid.
That means you don't know. Just say you don't know, Alice.
No, it's all confidential, I'm afraid.
But you sell it. You must know the price of it. You're a rep.
Yeah, of course, but I don't want my competitors to know, do I?
Oh, so you sell to different people at different prices?
No.
Stiff competition.
That's what you just said, Alice!
I sell to the doctors.
Mm, right. That's just wrong.
Yeah, so you sell to one person at £5 a packet and somebody else £6 a packet.
Yeah, and then I'd take about £4 of that.
Well, you wouldn't. There's only an extra pound, love. Jesus, I hope you're not doing the accounts at the end of the month. What are you driving?
I'm driving a Volkswagen Passat.
Mmm. Nice wheels. Let's hear the horn then.
Let's hear it. Oh, yes. Beautiful, eh? What is it, Roy?
It's a horn of plenty.
Right, are you ready to play the game then, Alice?
Yep.
Maybe I am. And maybe I'm not.
Yes.
Speaks in riddles. What do you think? It's like the Riddler. And how much is that? Well, that would be telling, of course, wouldn't it? Well, how much is it? You don't know, do you? Yes, I do, but maybe I don't.
It's more than 10, but less than 20.
Oh, are you ready then, Jeff?
Yeah.
Here we go then.
Horns at the ready.
Yes, yes.
Fingers steady.
Maybe I am and maybe I'm not.
Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Was that you that honked your horn there, Alice? Oh, I don't know. Was it?
Who's to say?
Mr. Fish has used his time machine to travel back in time to the American Civil War. Mr. Fish is leading a group of fierce fighters who are currently battling to win control of a strategically important fort. It looks like they're just about taking control of the fort, so Mr. Fish is now desperate to make sure that they hold on to it. Who was that?
Alice.
Yes, Alice?
Hold the fort.
Oh, maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
You're absolutely right. That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Very well done indeed. Congratulations, Alice. That's a point to you.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Well, she never phoned up now, has she?
Said with gusto.
No, she's on her own.
Is she with her? Yeah. The gusto's not there.
It's gusto. Gusto should be the name of a clown that does kids' parties. When it was at Glastonbury, by the way, a car passed us, and it was something like Crackles the Clown written on the side.
I saw him walking around, actually.
Did he really? In the greenfield.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
He was a full-blown mentalist.
Was he? Hmm. I don't know if his name was Crackles. It may not have been. If you are Crackles the Clown and you're not a mentalist, and then we're not talking about you. Anyway, move on.
You're both back in play.
Yes.
Here's another car park catchphrase.
Come on, Jeff, you need to get this one. Stay in the game. All right,
yeah,
pal?
Yeah.
Mr. Fish is taking Mrs. Fish out for the night to cheer her up. She's really upset today because her terrapin has died at the age of 12. Oh. It's sadder than that.
Oh.
You can see the tears in Mrs. Fish's eyes. Mr. Fish is going to give her a little cuddle. Come on, Mrs. Fish. Have a cry. Make you feel better. Just, you know, have a little cry there on my shoulder. Let it all out, says Mr. Fish. So she is. She's literally on his shoulder. Yes, Jeff. I'm going to go to Jeff.
Crying on your shoulder?
No, don't be so stupid, you pillow.
You're very close, but it's not the right answer.
Yeah, shut up, Alice. Go on, Jeff.
Shoulder to cry on?
Shoulder to cry on!
You're right! Yay!
See, Jeff, it really is that simple. like yourself.
Cheers, mate.
Right, so it's one apiece. It's all to play for.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Good luck, Alice.
Maybe I need it, maybe I don't.
Yeah, that doesn't work, Alice. Okay?
Because you definitely do need it.
Yeah. Alice, seriously, Alice. Just... Yes! Right, that's it, out of the system. What?
Nothing.
What were you going to say?
I was about to say something that I can't do.
Okay. Mr. Fish decided to follow in the footsteps of his idol, Burt Reynolds, and have a spot of cosmetic surgery. He's gone to California for a consultation. The doctor's suggesting that he reduces the size on Mr. Fish's nose to make him look better. How do you do that? Says Mr. Fish. Well, I just take some of the skin off your nose and... Oh!
Jeff.
Was it Jeff? I haven't come to you, Jeff, you slaphead. Right, I'm going to give it to Alice. Yes, Alice?
Cut off your nose to spite your face.
Cut off your nose to spite your face?
It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
Oh! You're both back in, whoever gets it. Jeff, want to try and steal it?
No, carry on, mate.
So basically, he's going to take some skin off his nose, which will make the nose look smaller. I don't want any skin taken off my nose, says Mr. Fish. Who was that?
Alice.
Yes, Alice?
By the skin of your nose.
Brilliant.
And give me an example, Alice, where you would use that catchphrase in an everyday sentence or conversation.
I might know, but I might not tell you.
Right. Again, doesn't work. So you might go, oh, I tell you what, I thought I was going to be late for work today, Dominic.
Mm.
But I just made it by the skin of my nose. Jeff.
Yeah.
Tell us what it is, pal.
Oh, God. Give us a clue.
Okay.
It all rests on you, Jeff.
Here's your clue.
Yeah.
Mr. Fish doesn't want any skin taken off his nose. Okay?
Yeah.
And he went, listen, you are not having any skin off
my... No skin off my nose.
What was that?
No skin off my nose.
Honk your horn! Yes, Jeff!
Yeah. No skin off my nose.
Do you know what? Cut him off. Cut him off. He's an idiot. I almost called him an arse then. Didn't I?
That'd be rude.
Alice?
Yeah?
I don't know whether I should let her win or just cut her off as well.
Maybe you should.
Maybe you shouldn't.
Let's ask Alice. Should I let you win?
Yeah, go on then. Maybe you should, maybe you shouldn't.
Now, do you know what? I'd agree to myself, if you were going to say that, you're going to get cut off. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And she went, yeah, and I thought, I was just about to hit the you're a winner, and she's ruined it. So, do you know who won in the end? Comedy.
You're a winner.
Hey. Right. Alice, who the heck is she? I'm sorry about that. They had to go.
For those playing at home, the answer was no skin off my nose.
No skin off my nose, you see. Not by the skin of my nose. That other famous line. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
9:57. Rachel wanted me to win with the Chemical Brothers, the boxer. And she thinks I'm playing this to spite her. But I'm not. I'm playing it because there's only 2 minutes left of the show before Joe Wiley comes on. Right, it's 11 o'clock tonight. It's a bit late, but you'll see me in your skin if you didn't see it on Monday night, last night on ITV2. ITV1 tonight. Lovely for Frank and Dave at 11 o'clock. Scott Mills is back at 4 today. We're going to maybe give him Davina McCall's number.
We won't really.
Colin Edith back at 1 o'clock. We've got Live Aid moments all week and 5 decades of Radio 1. Coming next, my Glastonbury wife. It's the beautiful Joe Wiley. She went under a bridge.